Well, we have gotten a request from business owner through Councilman Ross. It's an existing Dunwoody business that has interest in operating a taxi cab company using refurbished London taxi cabs. The issue is that you can't operate a taxi company in Dunwoody. The issue is that there's a requirement or current ordinance that says the vehicles have to be 6 years or younger. Obviously, these cabs will be
60 years.
By 25 years or older. And the code is in our general code ordinances and not in our zoning code, so it would not take a text amendment to our zoning code to fix this. We could do it by regular ordinance. The issue that you got is unintended consequences. I hate to take out the six-year requirement because then you have a wide variety of distinct vehicles operating as taxi cabs. But I think this is something that specifically should be allowed. So I think the way to do it, and it's going to take a little bit of research with the city attorney, is just to put in something that designates these as antiques, and then, you know, that they would get away with being able to operate even with the six-year requirement.
That makes sense. Okay, then Danny, you want to add in?
Yeah. The business owner here owns eight establishments throughout the area. He's headquartered in Dunwoody. He approached me about doing this. He's from Great Britain, and that's where the thought was about doing the British taxi cab. If any of you have been to Great Britain, I think I'm surprised that more cities haven't really implemented that type of taxi cab. They seat five people. They turn on a dime.
We're being green. It's okay.
They turn on a dime, and the reason for this service is not to set up another regular type of a taxi service. It's actually something between a taxi service and a limousine service, is what he envisions. The establishments in Dunwoody that are open past midnight have difficulty when there's somebody that might have had too much to drink. And those establishments want to get a cab. Sometimes these establishments close down and people are still sitting outside waiting for a taxi cab to come to pick them up. And this is true not only with just the liquor establishments, but also the restaurants. Talked to Doug McKendrick. This is a service that he would certainly like to have available to his patrons at the McKendrick Steakhouse. And I think this is something that would be an enhancement to Dunwoody. See these kind of cabs pulling around the city would really distinguish us, and I think it would be a real nice addition to our community. So I hope we find a way to do this and do it under the guise of an antique. The cars will be more than 25 years old by definition. They'll be totally reworked. The drivers of these cars will be well-versed on the community. They'll have GPS systems in the cars. Although they're 25 years old, they'll install GPS systems to make sure that the people get home safely and to the fastest route. And I just think it'd be a nice thing to do for the good community.
Okay. That's great. Thank you. And the interesting, I'll add a footnote. I took one in Charleston. Has a company that does this. Really neat cab.
And they would only operate from 3 o'clock in the afternoon to closing time for the establishment, and they would operate within the metropolitan 5-mile radius of Dunwoody.
All right, Adrian.
I just had a quick question so that we don't look like we're discriminating. Can we set a date? You know, the car has to be at least 20 years old or 25. I think for the antique license plates, the car has to be at least 20 years old.
That's the research we're going to be doing.
I think it's 25 years old, and the 25 years old, quite frankly, gets around the emission standards. My car is 25 years old. I drive around here every day, and I don't have to have emission standards anymore this year.
Scott,
I'm on sustainability.
Is that like a negative 80? Maybe we go back. Yeah. All right. Any other comments on this?
I guess when our attorneys are doing the research, I just don't want to have it challengeable by, you know, as we say, alternative companies that, you know, I really wrote an antique cab in Newark a couple of weeks ago that was. I dodged dart or something, but I just want to make sure we really have that tight and we're not challenged and end up with the world coming in.
All right, any other comments on this? We'll move on. Thank you. All right, Chamber of Commerce matters.